I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sometimes when you hear about a monumental shift in a government, hearing it from a national provides some perspective on just how significant these changes are. We spoke with Amos, a missionary working in Sudan. Increasing religious freedoms led to a specific vision for gospel work. The next general elections are in 2022, and they're already praying for the outcome on those. To go from despair to hope in the space of 12 months brings a lot of confidence.
The government organized a workshop inviting the church leaders to discuss how the churches can be involved in the nation building of Sudan. This has never happened in the history of Sudan.
And in Honduras, residents deep inside the mosquito jungles are receiving written scripture for the first time. World Missionary Press and local partners are distributing scripture booklets in native languages by the thousands. Helen Williams of WMP reports a widespread positive response.
When the booklets hit the field, the Spirit uses them, and because they're all scripture. And so, you know, this is exciting for us to see. We work hard to get things out the door, but we know that when they leave here, the work has just begun. And then we get these reports back. And this one ministry, they go in with 100,000, and then they're ready to go in and take a 23-hour trek into the jungle with another 200,000.
Join this movement by helping fund increased scripture production, translation, and distribution to meet the demand. Pray for the partners on the ground and the volunteer translators who make this work possible. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes a day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.